Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, I can easily say there's no better place to be than right here. The wind's blowing about 12 miles an hour. It's like air conditioned outside, believe it or not. No one's going to believe me till they get here. It is so comfortable. Excuse me. Great day planned today. The talent is second to none. Everything is clicking on all cylinders, and that's because of our next guest. Tara Hernandez is the president of the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, and she joins us. Congratulations on
serving. Thank you so much for having me.
As president, I know you've been on the board quite a long period of time and have worked hard, and we appreciate that. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. And it is beautiful weather, so you better get out here and not miss it. But one of the things that people don't always realize is that Jazz Fest is a fundraiser. And you know, in New Orleans, we like to throw parties. So why not throw the best festival ever as the fundraiser? And what this fundraiser does is program all the activities of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and Foundation throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do a lot in the educational realm for kids relative to music and even more than that, right?
Yes. So, first of all, we're also the owner of WWOZ, which is beloved, and they're out broadcasting as well. But we like to say we teach, educate, and celebrate. So we teach with a free music school for kids called the Don Jameson School of Music. We build through community partnerships. Through our proceeds that we realize from the festival, we grant over $1.2 million in community programming. We also help support, of course, our culinary traditions and also the vendors, and have lots of programming to teach them and help build their profession. But of course, we celebrate the artists all year with festivals and concert series and the like.
You know, I just had Kiala Marshall, she has Pralines. Last year was her first year here.
Mm.
And I interviewed her. She was very nervous.
Yes.
And she didn't know what was going to happen. And she walked up this time. I said, "You survived your first year. How was it?" You could see her face light up.
Mm-hmm.
That already she's recognized that Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the festival, have opened so many doors for her as a young vendor here. And she said all of the other vendors are cheerleading for the new folks. So, and the reason I'm saying this is that you guys have successfully built a culture, a landscape here where people are helping people. And it's not even a competition here. They want everyone to succeed.
Absolutely. We feed off of each other, and it's all about New Orleans. That's who we are, community. We support each other, and it's been a blessing to be able to serve in this capacity and just, as you said, see the excitement of all the people as they enjoy their dishes as well, because many of them only have, as we know, with crawfish bread and Monica, only this time of year. And so everybody is excited not only for the music but to eat, as it's New Orleans.
So let me ask this question of you. Rolling Stones, your year, you get to take credit.
Absolutely. Look, I'm taking credit for a few things. I gave you 8 days. The Rolling Stones are coming, and my message is to make sure you hydrate, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. So just take it as you can and be ready to rock and roll.
How big is that, though?
Oh, it's amazing. They're, of course, they're excited because, you know, there have been many attempts in the past, and we finally, you know, coming up next Thursday, have it happening. We're going to have a few special items. So for those that are here next Thursday, you want to be here. But what was amazing was that we sold out of a lot of VIP only with the Rolling Stones and people not really having the remainder of the lineup, because we traditionally release the lineup in January,
right.
But we had to do it a little early because it was going to be a part of their tour. And so it was great. It has been great. Everybody is going to have an amazing time, and we'll have a few special surprises along the way.
Yeah, I guess there's had to be a lot of strategic accommodations for this, right? I mean, because
Well, with the tour, with their tour announcement, so having that right date align, and then just all of the logistics in the size, because we will have to close down the other stages earlier that day, give people a quick break for, you know, the bathroom, the food, and the drink, and be ready to come back in full effect and ready to go and have an amazing time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to be there. You know my wife,
yes,
Shawn.
Yes, absolutely.
It's her birthday that day.
Oh,
and that's what she wanted for her birthday, was to come and see the Stones.
That's an amazing present. Well, I'll make sure I come find her to wish her a proper happy birthday. But tell her, yes, we're happy for her to celebrate with the Stones.
Yeah, and I think a lot of other people are happy as well. In all of your experiences,
mm-hmm.
What stands out is the most incredible thing for you about your involvement with New Orleans Jazz and Heritage?
Well, not only the impact, but let's just start with the festival itself. I said, we have more live music fests in New Orleans than anywhere in the country. And we're hosting some music execs as a part of our Metronome program that we've spoken about here before. But where else can you come to a festival and have such a mix of genres and be able to just pass by and stop, because everything is amazing and it just draws you in, besides the great culinary traditions that go with that. But as I mentioned earlier, the impact of everyone coming to celebrate with us, we're able to go back to the community and help support the community that make us New Orleans, and support the artists and support the culinary and resort. Support the other vendors that contribute with all of the unique crafts.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And everybody, come out, have an amazing time. If it's not today, you have a few more days to go, and just have a blast. And thank you for having me.
So let's just regroup for a moment.
Sure.
You delivered 8 days. You delivered the Rolling Stones.
Yes. So, and one I forgot.
You've delivered 2 days of great weather thus far.
And we're going to continue. We're going to continue. And we upped. We actually gave out 10,000
free tickets this year.
For the community. So not-for-profits and religious organizations and schools. Everyone has an opportunity, and that's on top of yesterday's Locals Day at $50. So we want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to enjoy the things that we do.
I don't know who's following you, but the bar is high, right?
There you go. All right.
Folks,
happy fest, everybody.
That's Tara Fernandez, president of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are at the Light Beer Compound here out at Jazz Fest. What a great venue, great day. We are joined by someone who has been out here for a long, long time. Pierre Hilsum, Big River Foods, Crawfish Monica, in case you didn't know, and 40 years.
40 long years, yes, sir. And every one of them's been interesting.
I got to imagine you got some stories to tell, but you know, all of the vendors that we've talked to really have become cheerleaders for one another. It's amazing.
It's a very big family.
Yeah.
And if you notice, like the Vaucressons, it's a son who's taken over from the father and continue the tradition. And it really makes it fun. But if I have a problem, any one of these people will help me solve it if they can.
Yeah.
And we do the same for them.
Absolutely.
It's just absolutely great.
So sometimes you wonder whether or not people will ever get tired of a particular dish. But that's not the case with Crawfish Monica. I mean,
so far.
Well, 40 years, I think it's been. Well, no, I mean it's been tried and tested, right?
Well, no. In our family, we have two nightmares. Okay, my nightmare is I get everything there, I'm ready to go, and there's nobody out there. Okay. My daughter's nightmare is that same thing. Everything's ready to go, and she's by herself, and there's 10,000 people out there. So it's just two ways to look at it. But so far, we've been very fortunate and had neither problem. So, yeah. But no, we've been the dish has been very well received, and a lot of support from a lot of different people, and it's yeah. What can you say? It's like Bananas Foster, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you know the story of that, that was
absolutely
an accident.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Yeah.
You could ask for that in Africa, and they know what it is.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So.
And I was just about to say, Crawfish Monica is bigger than Jazz Fest. It's bigger than New Orleans. It's bigger than Louisiana.
We've been fortunate and lucky enough to put, really, a dish and a name in the lexicon of food down here. So it's part of the whole thing, and it's something real special to us. It's something we guard.
So I sense the excitement in your voice even after 40 years to be at the festival.
Second day is good. Okay, first day, it's when the little bumps happen. And
yeah.
You get the
system. Working out the kinks.
The kinks have to go, and believe me, the kinks come, okay? Even after 40
years. No matter how many times you do
it. we are lucky enough to be located in a place that I have a big pad to work in that's covered.
Right.
And so we literally build the booth. Okay, and take everything out and turn it on and make sure it all works. Then you put it in a truck and you bounce it around and you get it here. It's like we didn't do anything. So it just is the way it is. So it's part of it. But, yeah, it's always an adventure. And it's fun because my kids were 9 months old each when they started coming here. They're now in their 30s.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's like Thanksgiving. You don't miss it.
You don't miss it. No,
no,
absolutely.
You do it.
So you do
fun.
It. Everyone understands what the skinny is and what their role is. And we just show up and deliver, right?
Right. It's not like that, but you got to look at this thing. This is a monster project. I mean, the wheels, the number of degrees of difficulty in this project. Like, do you have enough of those stanchions to erect all this? Do you have, you know, do you have the skilled people to put this together? Quint Davis and his crew do an unbelievable job. I mean, think about this. Think about, you know, I mean, think about you having a party for 20 people at your house. You're going to panic.
No,
okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to have a party for 400,000, 500,000 people, and it's going to go. It's going to go smoothly. I'm always in awe of this project. It's just the scale and the depth of it. And we take people. We have visitors from shows all over the world who come to see this show because it is so well known and so well thought of worldwide. And I'm lucky enough to where they'll bring them to me. I take them backstage in food and show them all the different food projects and food products. We've got some extraordinarily good food. And the smoked pork sandwich is my breakfast. I mean, it's fabulous. All these different wonderful things out here are great. And it doesn't happen.
You know, it's amazing too. How many over 40 years? I mean, how many people have you met that you've developed long-term friendships with from out here?
I have met an astounding number of people. I had Francis Ford Coppola sit down in the back of the booth for an hour.
Oh, really?
I mean, that guy's tough. That guy's like, I've met. That dish has taken me to the White House. It has taken me. I've fed two popes. I've fed countless political figures. I've met artists that are still friends, like Stephen Stills and people like that.
And, oh, wow.
And I've got to do things and to meet people I never would have met without this. And I'm saying, like, I run something called NOAA, the New Orleans Artists Against Hunger and Homelessness, that Aaron Neville and Alan Toussaint started. And Alan was one of the sweetest guys on the planet.
Right.
And he would come. He would stand in line. He wouldn't come behind the booth. He would stand in line. Just because
that's how he is.
That's how he was. Yeah. And, you know, I got to really know him well and count him as a friend. And his son, Reggie. And his grandson. I mean, they're all wonderful people. But, yeah, I've Peg, all these people around here. It's wonderful. It's neat.
I love hearing the stories.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, because there's just so much that is created right here on these grounds every year.
This is New Orleans at its best. All right. I mean, I've walked around here. We went to cashless, which was a wonderful thing for me.
Right.
All right, because when you walk out the doors into the streets of New Orleans with a bag full of money, you feel a certain trepidation. Is a good word, maybe?
Even when things are going well,
you're
would
scared
feel
to death.
Right.
Okay, so and then I would take it to go get rid of it, and I was waiting for the day somebody was going to follow me
right.
or pop up, and I'd hand them the bag, but you never know what they're going to do after that, right?
Right.
You especially would know that problem, and Lord, I'm so glad not to do that. But anyway, that's taken a lot of the angst away here.
Yeah,
and we all thought.
And there was a lot of uncertainty about that, too. But it seems to have worked really well.
I gotta hand it to them. We chewed on those poor IT people first week last year. I wouldn't want to have been one of those at all. It was not pretty. It was not nice. Because it took so long to do a transaction.
Are you saying that the folks in your industry can be the nicest, funniest, happiest people in the world, but can also have high expectations?
Well, it's the old story. The maitre d' is screaming at some poor waiter or something. And you're like, you get better than everyone else. And he turns around with a big smile and says, good evening.
Yes, how can I help you?
How can I help you? Just like, so you've gone from this to this. It's just fun. Yeah.
But
this industry is crazy. I mean, it's so people-oriented, and the people are all very different. And you know, you meet all kinds. I have lawyers, doctors, psychiatrists, all kinds of people are my friends who come in here. And for 30 years, 40 years, they've worked the booth.
Oh, really?
For free, for fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's just like, and they start calling in January and saying, am I on the list? Yes, you're on the list. Yeah, good. I don't have to call you.
Gary, you must be a very special person.
It's my wife. Okay, it's Monica. All right. There we go. There's our F-16 visit for the morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
Pleasure.
It's so good to meet you. Good luck to you at this fest, and hopefully next weekend's going to be the same weather we have this weekend. If it is, I think they're going to set record numbers. I mean, it's just over the top.
Well, we were told at our meeting that they had already hit the ticket number they hit all in toto of last year.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And, you know, it's going to be, it's a killer.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
So thanks again.
Thank you so much.
All right,
congratulations.
Sir,
good luck to you.
All right,
we will be right back, folks. And when we come back, we will be visiting with Kelly Talbot. She is the artist of this year's Jazz Fest poster. I look forward to meeting with her. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. I'm really excited about our next guest because it turns out that we have a love for something that I was curious if she did. I do, and we'll talk about that in a second. That's just a byproduct. Kelly Talbot, who is the artist of this year's Jazz Fest poster. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. It's absolutely stunning. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So tell us about the creation of this piece.
When I got the call and I was told that I would be painting the Dixie Cups, I mean, Art for Now had an idea and a plan for me. And in my normal work, I am an oil painter who travels around the country and paints existing signs, neon signs. But this project would require that I create a sign that doesn't exist anywhere else except the canvas now.
Right.
Yeah.
So you actually created this sign.
Built it, yes.
Which is not ordinarily what you do.
No.
Right?
Nope. Pretty much the process in reverse, actually.
Yes. So how difficult was that for you?
It was challenging, but really fun. You know, got my brain to work in a different way. But what I realized was that after all of these years of me painting neon signs that already exist and all my reference material, what I realized is I knew a lot more than I maybe thought I did.
Right.
So that was quite fun. And then the colors are inspired from the Royal Pharmacy down in the quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
The colors are incredibly vibrant. I love it.
Yeah.
And that's the love that we share.
Yes.
I was telling Kelly, I'm a huge fan of neon.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I am absolutely a fan of neon and love it, and I reflect that in my work
every
day.
Yeah, I'm obsessed, obviously. Yeah. I think I've been to 33 or 36 states now.
Oh, really?
My husband and I drive in our camper with our pets, and I find stalking signs and take pictures and drive around.
How exciting was it, Dixie Cups?
My God.
They're iconic, right?
Yes.
I mean, they perform here at Jazz Fest who knows how many times, but quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
They're still at it.
Yes, yeah. And they're incredible. Miss Barbara, I had the pleasure to meet. We spent a couple days out signing together, and I was just, super crush,
Right.
Listening to her tell stories. She has great stories, a great laugh. Such a kind woman. Oh my God, I can't say enough about her. So
you got to a feel for them before you created the piece.
Well, I mean, it was a collection, a process. I didn't get to meet her until after the poster was complete, and that was the one thing that I wanted to do. It's like I just want her to like the poster, and I want to meet her.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I think this is one that's going to be sought after by a lot of folks.
Oh, great.
It's different.
It really
presents itself in a different way than any other Jazz Fest poster I can recall.
Sure. It is different, but, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and you got me with the neon. So.
Had you at the neon.
So, how excited are you about this particular prize? I mean, when you got the call, what was your... did you fall down?
Yeah, exactly. Pinch me. Go ahead. Yes. I'm working alone in my studio. I got the call, and I'm looking around like somebody pulling my leg. Like, wow, how did this happen? People have asked, how did you get picked? And I said, I have no idea. I just got the phone call one day.
You're looking for the hidden cameras?
Yeah, the hidden camera, yeah. But, I mean, a huge, huge honor.
Yes.
I mean, I can't tell you what this means to me. I feel like I'm part of New Orleans history now and a city that I love so much. I'm thrilled.
Goosebumps. Huh?
Yes, serious goosebumps all the time. And it's setting in more now because we worked on the poster so many months ago and it was secret and all of that stuff. But now I feel like it has its little day in the sun, literally and figuratively,
Absolutely, absolutely. And to think that this is going to live on.
Yeah,
I was talking to Bud earlier. I saw you and Bud talking, and the number of people that collect this, and it's just his exchange program that he has now and everything. It's a legacy moment for you.
It is, yes. I think that's a perfect word. And again, I am honored, humbled, thrilled.
Well, congratulations. A beautiful work.
Thank you very much.
We are so very fortunate to be able to share this with you. I mean, I'm excited about it for you.
Thank you.
And
it means a lot.
And I think a lot of other people will be as well.
Good. Hope so.
Great job. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great fest.
You too.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Troy and Cherie Brocato. They're over in food area number one, Brocato's Catering. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about what we're presenting.
You go.
We have several items this year. We have the Nola Street Corn. It's a fresh roasted corn topped. It's our style of Mexican street corn. It's got pig dust on it, and it has that crawfish boil flavor to it as well.
I saw some people eating it yesterday.
It's a beautiful dish. Then we also have two types of oysters. They're on nice fresh Lendenheimer bread, fried oysters topped with New Orleans barbecue sauce. And then the other one is a wing sauce, a buffalo style, also with blue cheese and pickled onions. They're both really beautiful.
And you also have the okra and shrimp gumbo?
Yeah, it's a New Orleans tradition. So if you want your gumbo, come to us and get your gumbo on for sure.
So how many years have y'all been out here?
Okay. This is number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you, like everyone else, year one, very nervous.
Yep.
Year two, less nervous.
Yep. Kill it this year.
Kill it this year. This is the year?
This is the year.
Are we hitting the home runs this year?
I hope so. We're going to swing. Keep swinging for sure.
Keep swinging for the fences. How was your day? How was the first day yesterday?
It was good. I don't know. I was expecting a little more, but it was still a nice crowd.
It was crowded.
It was good.
I think a lot of people got here a little later in the day, right?
Maybe so, yeah.
I was one of them. I didn't get here till about 2 o'clock, but I came starving.
Yeah, that's the best way to come.
That's what you suggest?
Yeah, for sure.
So tell me a little bit about your experience over the 3 years. How much fun is this for you guys?
I love it. I could stay out here all year. I wish they had it every other week.
Every other week.
But, you know, I mean, yeah, it's scary the first time because we did festival before, but this is a different animal here. It's, you know, you got to be ready for it. But
this is
we
the
learned,
big, this
you know,
is the big leagues,
curve.
Right?
This is the big leagues. And, you know, we learned a little bit the first year and then a little bit more last year. And yesterday we keep on trucking, you know, and I think it's going to be great the rest of the time. Looking forward to it.
Moved that lawns very fast yesterday.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Y'all are in Food Area 1.
Exactly.
Correct. Which is that big area over there. A lot of choices out there. Get on by to Bricado's and get the okra and shrimp gumbo, the buffalo oysters, barbecue oysters, and the corn. You're going to like that corn for sure.
Yeah.
Nola Street corn.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to bring in Rich now. Rich Collins, who's going to perform at the Lanyap stage at 12:40 today. And Rich, thank you so much. Rich hails from Imagination Movers.
Right.
I watched about 10 or 12 of your videos last evening.
No, you didn't.
You are incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thoroughly enjoyed the beat, the energy of your music.
That's great.
The innovation of it.
Oh, it's so nice.
I want a clone shed in my backyard, if you don't mind.
That's great.
I thought that was so creative.
That was my daughter and I, our pandemic project. You know, we were all stuck home with boards. We made the clone shed video.
It was awesome. And the music was just, I love the lyrics.
That's great. That's the first song I'm going to play when I start at 12:40.
I wish I wasn't going to be on air. Wish I could get over there to see it because I thoroughly enjoyed that. How has this transition been for you? I know you've been doing it for a number of years, but do you still finding yourself in a whole different way, in a whole different kind of genre?
So I have today's a really good way to answer the question. So today at 12:40,
right,
I'm playing here at the Lanyap stage at Jazz Fest. At the second I finish, I'm going to get in my car, drive as fast as I can to Lafayette because the Movers, we're playing tonight at Festival International.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Really?
At 5:15. So I have my Movers gear in my car. And I'm just going to, like sort of like Superman, you know, change out of my civilian clothes into my Movers gear.
I thought y'all were still together and still performing, but I wasn't absolutely certain of that.
So Movers, very active. And then, you know, obviously I have so much fun. I'm making my own music, too. So it's really just this kind of funny quilt of, you know, all the different projects. You know, I've got a bunch of kids.
Right.
So just all the different things you pay attention to in life. But today, I have to say, is very fun and funny because I don't know if I've ever done both gigs in one day.
Two different festivals, right?
That's awesome. This is a trip. Hopefully there's no traffic on the Baton Rouge Bridge.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed. It's a Friday, too.
Well, maybe I should go 90. I'm wondering. I should maybe go the back way.
You might.
I'll check. I'll see what Apple says. Yeah. But, yeah, no, so it's a blast. I've got, you know, my own music. I've been having so much fun making and releasing my own pop songs, and I've got three great musicians playing with me today. I'm lucky I have these A-list guys.
Oh, so you don't really clone yourself like you
do. Exactly. No, so I've got a good rhythm section and a piano player. They're going to help me out playing, and I'll be playing guitar and singing, and it's just a blast. I'm really excited.
I love music. I love watching folks perform. I really love watching folks perform that you can tell exactly how much fun they are having. And that comes across in your music.
I really do enjoy it. Movers, we did a special thing March 1st, I think it was. We played at Tipitina's. Mm-hmm. We did our first ever 18 and up show.
Oh, really?
Because the show went on the air in 2008, so all these kids that were little are now in college.
They're now in college.
So we tried the theory of just play our show, but with kids and then people our age, you know, grown-ups, you know, older grown-ups were all just partying, you know, having a few beers, and it worked so well. It was so much fun. There was tears. There was a few tears, and just this, the emotion of it, the sentimental feelings of just being there and with these, seeing the kids go from little kids to, you know, upstanding citizens. It was a really special night. So we were beaming that night, and the truth is, I have so much fun doing this in every context. So, you know, with these guys, I play shows and, you know, bars and festivals and things around town, and then Movers, we just did another, it's not USO, but it basically is USO. It's performing for families on military bases.
Oh, that had to been totally rewarding.
It's great. I mean, we went to Asia in March, and we went to Europe in April. Just got back last weekend. And so those experiences, just getting to put a smile on the face of some, you know, of a homesick family. You know, a lot of people tend to be from the South. It's funny. We meet a lot of people from our region, and it's just great. It's great to connect.
How much is your family an inspiration in your music?
100%. I mean, so the Disney project, we began that 22 years ago when our kids were tiny or not even born yet. And then so we were writing all about all of our experiences as young dads. That obviously has evolved over the last 22 years. We have actually a brand new album that's coming out, and it's, you know, it's still inspired by families and family life. You know, but like the first song we released is it's just about ice cream sandwiches. So it's like, you know, it's like, you know, so, but in the early days, it was definitely inspired specifically by, like, you know, the trials and tribulations of being dads and figuring it all out. But and then for my own pop music, I mean, I'm writing, I don't have enough imagination. I just write about what I know. So, like, one of the songs I play today, it's called House All Day, and it's just about how I like to be, how much fun it is to be around the house drinking some cheap wine and, you know, just being with your family.
I have that down. That was one of my favorites.
I love it. Yeah.
I love it. And I love the fact that your backyard is your stage, is your production facility,
yes.
Right?
It is. Yeah, and we've shot Mover videos in there. I've shot two videos of my own. That same backyard right now at this exact moment while I'm talking to you is looks a little bit crazy because my neighbors have torn down a house. So it's like construction rubble across the neighborhood, yeah. So my set is going to change,
well,
I guess.
It's an opportunity for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your thinking cap on.
Yes, because you had a video amid the rubble.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy looking. But, no, absolutely. I had so much fun, and I appreciate you letting me.
Now, you've performed here a couple of times, right? I mean, in your own right. I know that.
This is my second time. That's me.
Oh, this is your second
time.
Just
my second time. But Movers probably played 10
times. Yeah, I knew quite a few.
We had a blast. There was a couple of years we were playing on the big stage or the other big stage.
Right.
Like two or three, like when things were getting really crowded, it was so much fun.
How was it your first experience on your own here last year?
Awesome. It's great. You know, I think I was a nervous wreck.
Some nerves?
Yeah, I was nervous. you know, because what happens is you have like 5 seconds to set everything up. And
right.
There's no real time to line check or sound check. So, you know.
And with Movers, you kind of find comfort with a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But you have a reputation of being an incredible storyteller as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I guess because my other life as a journalist, I was, you know, before that Disney project, before Movers, before we dreamed everything up, I worked at a newspaper.
Right.
And now all the guys, we've all weaved our other careers back into our life in a way that allows us to still travel and do the other work. So thanks to everybody at Renaissance Publishing for letting me be here today right now talking to you. But yeah, I write stories for a business publication in town and Renaissance Publishing, Biz New Orleans. It's New Orleans magazine.
Yeah, New Orleans, yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Todd Mathurin, great boss,
great
group.
I know Todd, great guy.
Wonderful man. And I do have fun. Yesterday I had a different hat on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.